This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. It is a live Saturday episode, and of course you can join us at the number 603-283-6160. We started out talking about deplatforming, and is deplatforming the right word for like when a bank cuts you off too? Kind of.
Yes, definitely.
They're a financial platform.
Okay, there you go. So we were talking about PayPal coming after people for quote-unquote misinformation. They're updating their terms of service coming up on November 3rd, apparently, to give them the ability to crack down on opinions that the government doesn't like, because that's really ultimately what the definition of misinformation is. It's Ian Zeffin and Peakless Mountaineer here in the studio tonight. The number 603-283-6160. Peakless, you were just getting into kind of your analysis of what happened earlier this week with the news
story analysis
about the UN saying to central banks around the world, hey, cut back on all that interest rate raising because they think it could cause a recession. What do you think about that?
Well, so first and foremost, it is not causing a recession. What is causing a recession is a tremendous amount of money that got printed during the COVID hoax.
Well, they're not slowing down. The U.S. just hit $31 trillion in national debt, didn't
it? Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
And I think it hit 30 last year. It wasn't that long ago.
No. Yeah. Didn't take long at all.
Yeah. So a lot of what the current circumstances is getting compared to was when Federal Reserve Chair Paul Volcker raised the rates a lot, because we were in the same kind of a situation when they basically when OPEC started an oil embargo on the United States. But the problem is, like, so he raised all these rates to get inflation down, but at the time, the United States only owed, like, 25 or 30% of its gross domestic product in debt, right? The national debt was only like 25, 30% of our gross domestic
what
product.
What year are we talking about here?
70.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
now it's over.
Now it's 125%.
Right? Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that low.
Right. Well, the thing is, well, I mean, it really wasn't that long ago. Like, I very specifically remember when we hit 30 billion.
Mm.
Or trillion. Sorry. These giant numbers that I can't comprehend are somehow, like, hard to distinguish from each other. But yeah, when we hit 30 trillion, I remember that. And now we're at 31.
Mm.
So, like, and that's. That's how compound interest works. You get faster and faster and faster at whatever is compounding.
Well, and they keep printing and printing, so it's that's, you know, speeding things up.
Well, and that, well, at the moment, they have turned the printers off.
How, like, do you know?
Because their balance sheet is falling. So it's public information how much, how many properties are on the federal balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And at the,
they've been selling them, haven't they?
Yeah.
They haven't actively been selling them.
Okay.
What they've been doing is what's called rolling off. So, like, these are debts, right? And they have particular time periods that they have to be paid back at. So what usually happens is that, you know, a bond.
We're talking about treasury bonds.
Yes, yeah. Bills, bonds, notes, they're all treasuries, right? Mm-hmm. So a treasury will come up and it'll be like, okay, so this is a two-year. After 2 years, then you have to pay that off. So a normal person, you know, buys a two-year bond, then 2 years later, okay, they pay you what you paid them plus the,
10
like,
cents.
Yeah, tiny amounts.
Crap it is.
Right.
It's not a lot.
Right. So when the Fed buys these, what they usually do is after, say, with a two-year bond, they go, okay, well, this one is up. Let's buy a new one for the same amount. So they at least keep their balance sheet at the same level because they're replacing all of the ones that would be rolling off.
Okay.
So what they're doing now is they're not buying more treasuries.
They're just letting them expire.
Right. They're allowing them to expire. It's called rolling off the balance sheet because when they come up when those are done, when those are expired, they're not buying any new ones, so the total amount on that sheet reduces.
Isn't the Federal Reserve's like job to buy unwanted treasury bonds from the federal government? Like, if they can't pitch them to somebody else, isn't the Federal Reserve sort of obligated to come in and buy those things?
Basically, yeah.
What suckers are buying these treasury bonds right now?
Fewer and fewer.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this we are in an absolute financial calamity for the American system because the usual people who buy these treasuries are not individuals. Like, I mean, there are individuals that buy them, mm-hmm. but they're countries. So Japan is like our number one customer on this, and they have cut so far back that they are now getting rid of more treasuries than they are purchasing.
Okay, so they're kind of rolling off too then.
Right. They are selling to private investors more treasuries than they are currently buying. So, like, they're still buying, but they're selling faster than they're buying.
Hmm.
So, effectively, we've lost our number one customer. China, doing the same thing. Like, so all of these countries who, like, watched Russia get cut off, they're like, oh, so these aren't very solid then, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we upset you, if we do something you don't like badly enough, you will cut us off too. So all of these treasuries that should be, like, ironclad, I will certainly get something out of this.
It's the government. Of course they'll pay.
That must not be the only reason, though, because Japan and the United States almost have a symbiotic relationship. Really the success of the... And I'm not ascribing any value judgment to this, but the success of the U.S. is the success of Japan to a certain extent. So... I wonder what other motivation they might have here. If it's like a short term sort of decision, like the U.S. Treasury bonds aren't performing the way that we'd like for them to, or if it's a long term decoupling. I mean, it'd be great if it was a long term decoupling, but
well, I mean, it's anyone's guess at the real reason. But here's my guess. So number one, their banks are doing terribly. Like the
Japan's.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They have a lot of what's called zombie banks. Like, they are propped up by the government. They're not actually solvent, but the government is not allowing them to cease to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the majority of banks in Japan at this point, are no longer solvent, but they are propped up by the Japanese government. So, I mean, to a certain extent, there's only so many of them they can buy. Like, they are not in a good position financially. Japan is going to get destroyed. I'm guessing shortly after Europe does.
Well, socially, they're pretty messed up over there, right? Where you've got a group of millennials or young people who just aren't having relationships. Mm. They're not having children.
Yeah, no kids. Mm-hmm.
They're not actually replacing the people who are getting old with mm-hmm. young people. So they literally are running out of people to run the economy there. And they've had to start in recent years loosening the immigration policies to allow people to come in there and take jobs. Of like taking care of old people.
Yeah, I was about to say you'd be hard pressed to find a country with a stricter immigration system than Japan as well, and that is definitely feeding into it. And like you said, even though the immigration system is getting looser, not fast enough, and there are very strong cultural attitudes towards foreigners in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like they love themselves some ethno state over there. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and especially the fact that, like, so there's Japanese people, there's not Japanese people, and then there's Koreans.
Oh, yep.
And like,
that's a real dynamic.
And like, your legal status changes there depending on if you have a Korean ancestor.
Mm.
And it's really unfortunate because that's the culture that is most like Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is the easiest one to immigrate, culturally speaking, from this to that, because it's still very much, you know, a South Asian country with a lot of American influence. So like they're really similar in a lot of ways, but
there's
Japan's
a pesky
not
war
letting
from the past that probably is still upsetting people.
But yeah, so number one, there's only so many treasuries that Japan can buy, and number two, they've just been shaken in their faith about how you useful these treasuries are because of Russia getting cut off.
All right, there's more coming up here on the international finance situation. If you want to weigh in, of course, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll also check in on what happened with the bridge explosion in Ukraine.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian
Zephin.
and Peakless Mountaineer.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, another great website where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. We talked earlier about getting off these centralized platforms that are out there like PayPal and using some of the decentralized alternatives like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you can learn the basics about those technologies over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll get some good introductory information, some videos that you can watch at your leisure. If you only have time for the first one, it'll take all of 3 minutes of your life, and you'll get some of the new ideas down once you take the time to do that, which I recommend that you do, especially if you're thinking about getting into crypto and getting yourself some. And by the way, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. You can buy your first fraction of a Bitcoin, because you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get 1% or less if you want to. So it's whatever you can afford to, you know, don't spend what you can't afford to lose, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there's a bright future for this cryptocurrency technology, and they will help you learn the basics at Bitcoin.com.
So just on that point in particular, I recently got a gym membership, and that's the only reason why I would be watching CNBC.
They had it on the TVs?
Yeah, they had it on the TVs there. And a conservative estimate that I would say is that they spent at least 10% of the airtime talking about cryptocurrency.
Wow.
And Bitcoin in particular. Sweet. So that,
wow,
that definitely solidified for me that to the big players, cryptocurrency does and will continue to have a place in the conversation.
Well, and it amazes me that people who run online businesses don't have a way to pay in crypto. Because, mm-hmm. like, I mean, you would think that, okay, sure, it's not that big yet, but it's not going anywhere, mm-hmm. and it's not that difficult to set up a payment system there. And look, if you don't want to hang on to cryptocurrency, that's fine. You can just, as soon
cash
as you
it
get
out.
It, cash it right out. Yeah. But at least you have another way of people giving you payments. I mean, you know, it's like when PayPal started getting popular, did businesses not get PayPal as an option to pay? No, of course you did, just in case someone was going to do it. You know,
and like, there are people who will do it. Our Friday night co-host, Chris, he runs an online business, mm-hmm. thinkpenguin.com. He sells laptops and things like that. So you could argue that maybe his customer base would be more likely to have and be interested in cryptocurrency.
Fair point.
But he does see, and I don't know what his percentage is, but he makes it sound like it's a decent percentage. It's not like less than 1%, that mm-hmm. there's a fair number of customers who are willing to spend cryptocurrency given the option.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he takes the privacy coins too, which I think helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right yeah. on.
Well, and it's important for people to be aware that this is a network, and networks grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like organisms. I mean, it's like a doubling effect. If you have, like, only one grain of rice, and then you have 2 grains of rice, and then 4 grains of rice, doesn't seem like very much, but very, very soon it hits that hockey stick moment,
sure.
and it's taken over. And that's how networks grow, is exponentially.
So we were talking about these old payment systems like PayPal and the banks, and then we got into a conversation about the UN, which is begging, apparently, financial central banks to stop raising interest rates. And people, see, we're sort of expounding upon
yeah, so,
your thoughts about that.
So I think the number one reason that the UN is calling on the Fed to stop, well, it's especially the Fed. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they're not the only ones that they're calling on,
yeah.
but they're the important one, really. I think the number one reason that they're doing this is because the European Central Bank is about to crack. So, like, we already watched the Bank of England break. Like, they were doing quantitative tightening along with the rest of the world, except for China. They were increasing their base rates until they're like, oh, now we can't pay any of the pensions for any of the people that work in government. Okay, better turn those printers back on. So, like, that is, you know, it's capitulation. Like, that's the point where they broke. And the European Central Bank hasn't broken yet, but they absolutely will break before the Fed does. And strangely enough, what you see now is basically a gang warfare that's going on. You have the, you know, the Crips and the Bloods, in this case being the Fed and the European Central Bank. And the European Central Bank, because the euro is not the world's reserve currency, they will reach a point where they cannot continue what they're doing, and something will break in their machinery that will happen a lot faster than the Fed.
Well, look what's happening with them right now on the energy scene, right? You've got a situation where right now the European Union, I think last week, committed to something like $13 billion in bailout payments going to these energy companies because, well, rates are going up, and they're trying to put in whatever kind of ridiculous, you know, anti-economic measures to try to, quote-unquote, stop the rates from going up, which, of course, is impossible, given that they're no longer willing to do business with Russia. The rates are going to go up. It's just they're trying to make it look like they're doing something, and, of course, there's going to be consequences to this, economic consequences. So they're going to have to print out more in order to do it. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the euro drop below the dollar for, like, the first time in its 20-plus year, 25-year history recently?
Yeah, for the first time, I think, since... So it was Saddam Hussein who decided that the there was a program, Food for Oil, I think it was called, but it was food and medicine and I think some agricultural products that were being sold, like basically bartered essentially for oil, but they were being denominated in dollars, and he said, no, we will not touch the infidel's currency, we demand that these be denominated in euros.
Mm-hmm.
And like that was absolutely breaking what every other country was doing, and like they were warned about this because at the time the euro was worth like half what the dollar was, and they're like, I don't care, I'm gonna do it anyway. And wouldn't you know it, we end up invading them shortly thereafter. But yeah, ever since then the euro has traded at higher than the dollar until
August.
Yeah.
And now it's down to, according to XE.com, 1 euro is now just under 98 cents worth of a dollar.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also true of the pound, it's been scraping. It didn't quite go below a dollar, but scraping a dollar right now at $1.10.
Didn't it lose like 50% of its value or something? In one day. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, lost half its value in one day.
Well, this is the kind of thing that will get these people to fight each other rather than us, so there is that at least.
Wait a minute, are you telling me that state currencies are as crazy, potentially, as the Bitcoin, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, you could not tell the difference between an S coin and the pound if you looked at the chart. Like, seriously, I've seen this before, and it's when S coins finally break.
Well, I mean, the biggest difference between cryptocurrency broadly and fiat currency is that at least you have a chance that cryptocurrency will go up in value.
Right.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And you always have to remember, whenever you see reports about the dollar strengthening, it's only in comparison to other fiat currencies.
It's not in comparison to what you can buy for it.
Exactly. That's what you really need to look at. And again, all fiats are a race to the bottom because all the central banks are printing. Although you say they've stopped printing, Peakless, here in the U.S. I don't know if I buy that. There's more coming up here in moments because they're still spending. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Thousands took to the streets and cities across the nation today to rally for reproductive rights. Rallies were part of a so-called Women's Wave Day of Action. Organizers are hoping to emphasize the importance of voting for candidates in the upcoming midterm elections who support abortion rights. An explosion Saturday caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia, damaging an important supply artery for the Kremlin's faltering war effort in southern Ukraine. Russian authorities said a truck bomb caused the blast, which killed 3 people. And 10 people were killed in an explosion of a gas station in a small village in Ireland. The explosion leveled the gas station building, which holds the main shop and post office for the village, and damaged nearby buildings. Gary Martin with Emergency Services Donegal County Council had this to say.
We will remain on site in an ongoing search and check phase to ensure that there are no remaining casualties in the building.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on the live Saturday edition. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Some of you may have heard that there was a raid on this studio in March of 2021. We call it the Crypto Six because several people that we know, including myself, were arrested in a multiple targeted location raid. It wasn't just this studio. It was people's homes as well. People were charged with a bunch of victimless so-called crimes in relation to cryptocurrency, and this goes back to the discussion we were having about big banks and big governments trying to control everything. They don't like the idea of cryptocurrency, so they're lashing out in whatever sort of violent ways they can against the advocates of it. And so I'm going to trial on this. It may start as early as December 6th. There's an independent group of filmmakers that is interested in possibly turning the story into a documentary, and they have set up an Indiegogo fundraiser you can learn more about and sign up for over at BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. That's their website, Ballad of the Crypto, and then the number 6, so BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. You can become an Indiegogo backer, and you can get perks that go from T-shirts to possibly even hosting Free Talk Live or having a meal with the hosts of the show, your favorite hosts. So check it out at BalladOfTheCrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones. Here we have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
All right, there we go. I had to bump it off speaker.
Much obliged.
Best sales I've heard you guys put forth on cryptocurrency so far, and was whoever's sitting side chair there with you, not Pequist, but the other fella.
Zepin.
He said that crypto has the potential to go up.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. So, like, the dollar will inflate. We will experience inflation of prices for goods and services as measured by the dollar.
That's how that system is designed.
They try to keep it at least 2%, mm-hmm. but not as high as it is now. So somewhere between 8% and 2% is what they aim for. Whereas crypto, it could be inflation, it could be negative inflation.
Or it could just stay the same.
Right.
Like Bitcoin.
Yeah, nothing ever stays the same. That's
a fact.
Yeah, definitely.
Change is the only constant.
One Satoshi equals one Satoshi. One Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin.
You guys are all too young to remember. Eisenhower was the last general in the White House, and he warned us to beware of the military complex.
Mm-hmm.
Right now in New Hampshire,
the one he made.
Right now in New Hampshire, you guys have a genuine badass running for, I think it's the Senate, but it might be the House.
Oh, the warmonger, Bolduc?
Bolduc, is that
Yeah, he wants us to go fight boots on the ground in Ukraine. He is not a good candidate whatsoever.
They made a movie about this dude. He led the only cavalry charged in probably over 100 years by the American military in Afghanistan.
Well, just because somebody did something heroic in a situation they never should have been in the first place doesn't mean they know the first thing about freedom. This person is a sham, this Bolduc person, and it's sad how many people have bought into what he's selling.
And no one is taking this with the appropriate seriousness. I mean, like, okay, you've put one troop in Ukraine.
That's World War III, instantly.
Instantly. You are toying with nuclear annihilation of the human species if you put one boot on that ground. And he's not treating it that way. He wants
him. I hadn't heard about him supporting boots on the ground in Ukraine. That's new info for me.
Yeah.
I always let people know about
that. And if I remember correctly, he also supports creating a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which is the same problem. Mm-hmm. You create a no-fly zone over Ukraine, you will have American planes in fights with Russian planes. And if that happens...
I damn sure think Biden should have gotten off those Russian MiGs that were stored in Poland there. Because... That would have made a lot of difference. The war might be over.
What do you think he should have done with them?
There was a bunch of MiGs that Poland had that they offered Ukraine, and Biden put the kibosh to it. There was like, I don't know, 3 dozen, 5 dozen, something like that. And these Ukrainian pilots were familiar. They knew how to fly this stuff. So,
well, it's entirely possible that he or rather...
a very bad chess move there.
Well, that depends on which game you're playing. So you're thinking of this like the game is win the war. Now, he, or rather the people telling him what to do, because I believe we all know at this point that Biden is not in control of anything.
Correct.
No, he's a marionette. But
right.
He may wear diapers.
his puppeteers have every reason to keep this war going forever. And if they see that this war is about to end, they will do everything in their power to stop that from happening. Because they don't want to win a war. They want free money. They want more power.
That's the grand military complex.
That's true.
Eisenhower warned us about it.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, so, you know, keeping in mind that the military complex or the military industrial complex is a dangerous idea and one that should be gotten rid of, the last thing you should do is cheer on people who've come from that military complex and are asking for more of it. You know, it would be one thing if Bolduc was saying, I'm against war. We need to get the U.S. military out, like Ron Paul would want to close down all the military bases.
Or Smedley Butler-like situation.
Yeah, and he's not that guy.
Yeah.
He's a typical, you know, I believe I saw him speak at a Republican event the first time around, because he's run before, 2 years ago, or whenever it was, he was giving a speech, and he just seemed to be like your typical run-of-the-mill Republican. He was fear-mongering about Muslims at that time, and immigrants, and just the whole usual talking points.
First time I met him was at the 2A rally in Concord, and the first thing he did was...
Second Amendment.
Yes, he walked up to me, and he was like, I saw your keeping, I wanted to let you know I'm a fervent supporter of Israel. And I'm like, I wanted to tell him that he was barking up the wrong tree, but you didn't? I just thought it was so amusing, you know? Like, I was along for the ride, you know? It's this politician who's trying to pander to you, and you don't get that happening to you very often, and so I was just enjoying it.
I just want you to know that I'm in favor of our weapons testers.
I don't know. It would have been pretty entertaining to have you smack that one right back into his face, you know, just to surprise him with something he wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know how to handle that.
Yeah, like if you had pointed out, well, if you're in favor of Israel, then the first thing that we should do is stop giving them money
and
arms.
That is my position. I do actually care about the people that live in Israel because, you know, they're my Jewish brothers and sisters. And the biggest thing preventing Israel from becoming, you know, this economic powerhouse, in my opinion, is all of the welfare that the U.S. gives it. Mm-hmm. If the United States government did not take care of all of its basic needs, then there wouldn't be a giant bureaucratic and inefficient system that they currently have. It's one of the most bureaucratic countries in the world when, you know, given how in history Jews have been at the forefront of innovation and entrepreneurialism and things like that, to have a government get in the way of it, you know, just I think that they would be a lot better off if the U.S. just cut them off.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And that's true for the rest of the world as well.
Oh, absolutely,
foreign aid that's going out, including Ukraine, by the way, which is getting buku bucks from the U.S. federal taxpayers' purses. What was it, another $13 billion thrown over there recently, after 9, after 11, after 40, after... Mm. I don't know what the current running total is, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's over 100 at this point. It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, and I've seen, you know, the way that Baldock is comporting himself is very much in line with, like, the newly populist right.
Because mm-hmm.
Right now they're all about freedom and liberty and populism and all
so
of that.
Elected.
So he's definitely marketing himself to that crowd now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dig in even the slightest bit, you realize that he is pure warmongering.
Yep. Yeah, the pro-liberty candidate this cycle is definitely Jeremy Kaufman.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
He's also worth checking out. I mean, we don't talk a lot about local races.
He's the lizard person I believe in.
But we don't talk a lot about local races because it's irrelevant to most of our listeners. But if you're a libertarian out there and you want to support a really great campaign for, you know, a libertarian candidate, check out Jeremy Kaufman here in New Hampshire. I think his website is jeremy4nh.com. If you haven't seen his online ads...
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
All right, so we've gone from talking about payment platforms to the mega banks, cryptocurrency, down to the United Nations telling central banks to stop raising interest rates, which led to a conversation about Ukraine. And that's something we did want to get into tonight. Zeph and I know that you've been paying attention to this train. We keep calling it a train explosion. That's what I had written down here. But
it's a bridge.
It's a bridge. Now, I don't know if there's train tracks running next to the bridge. I don't know. It is apparently like an 11-mile-long bridge between Russia and Crimea, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
And there was a massive explosion that went off that ostensibly was apparently a suicide bomb. Or at least by the video that is available, it appears as though a semi-truck was loaded with explosives and set off at some point across this bridge in order to, well, you know, interrupt supplies and such from getting from one point to the next. And took out at least, was it three innocent lives?
Yes, it was three innocent people. And I would say that it is an incalculable number of additional people that will be impacted by the supply chain disruptions that ensue from this. This is, according to a top Ukrainian general, he said that the Crimean Bridge was target number one, just highlighting how vital it is for the people of Russia as well as obviously the Russian government.
So you said that was a Ukrainian official?
Yes.
So they're not
top
Ukrainian
general.
They're not denying this. They're saying it was us. We did this. This wasn't
some
terrorist.
No.
They're not claiming that they did it.
They're not.
He's just saying that it was their primary target.
Right. They are. Regardless of who did it, they are certainly not upset that this happened.
Got it.
Yeah.
So they haven't claimed responsibility yet.
Right.
Well, and it makes sense. It's like, well, shoot, if we're going to be at war with Russia, let's get that piece of territory back. Because the thing about being at war is that those lines on the map tend to change after them. So since they're at war with Russia, they want their Crimea back.
Yeah, let's talk briefly about the history, at least, you know, not that we're in the area or we know a whole lot about it, but my understanding was it was 2014 that Russia annexed Crimea. Is that correct, that they kind of took that territory? Was there a vote involved in that? Because I know that
there was. Yeah,
I know that Donetsk and Luhansk had a vote to declare independence from Ukraine, which was, of course, ignored by Ukraine. But I don't know a lot about the Crimean situation there.
So 2014 is basically when the United States puppet government came to power in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they're like, okay, well, since these are a bunch of Russians, ethnically and linguistically, we're going to take our Crimea and go home. Since there is an enemy power that is now in control of this country that has a bunch of what Russia considers its people, they're like, okay, well, then since this is an ethnically Russian area, it's ours now.
So there was a vote, though, of the people there?
I believe so.
Okay. And since that time, as I understand it, there's been, like, the Ukrainian government dammed up an important waterway to Crimea to prevent them from being able to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly all the Ukrainian government cares about is peace and democracy and justice.
Yeah.
Clearly. Otherwise, they, wouldn't... if they had all the best intentions in the world, they certainly wouldn't block water.
Yeah, and the reason that this area is tremendously important to Russia is so that it's the only waterway that doesn't freeze during the winter. So that's why they need this whole area. So, number one, they want a port that they can access year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if it's a water access, then it's a place where you can invade Russia from. So that's why this whole area is so tremendously important.
That's what it says on this article I'm reading. It says the bridge...
Where from?
It's from NPR.
Okay.
It says the bridge has also made access for Ukrainian naval vessels into the Sea of Azov almost impossible, which, you know, would obviously prevent an invasion from a seaward front in that aspect. And something else the article says, which I think is kind of interesting, is that the Ukrainian officials have actually been threatening to destroy the bridge since it was built in 2018. So this was something that they've been kind of hostile towards even before the Russo-Ukrainian war going on currently.
Yeah, so again, very, sort of seems like in the same vein as blocking the water way into Crimea. Let's also destroy a bridge, which, of course, is allowing products and people and business to move, you know, to try to cut these people off, basically, from any kind of support.
Right. If this was intentional...
intentional.
Well, if this was an intentional act from a foreign government, this is... absolutely terrorism. This is a terrorist, evil, vile act. And I'm fair. I think that both Russia and Ukraine are to be put at blame for the ensuing conflict right now. I mean, hell, they're both governments. They're evil and corrupt, and I want to see them go away.
Long as we're issuing some blame, I'd also like to throw out a couple portions for the U.S. and NATO.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, they are not absolved of this at all. That being said, I'm going to call out evil actions when I see it, and if Russia did something equivalent to this, that wouldn't make it any less evil.
No doubt.
The fact that most of the world is more sympathetic to the plight of Ukraine should make people more skeptical when Ukraine does actions, because it's acting almost with a certain sort of qualified immunity.
They can do no wrong,
right.
Apparently.
Yeah. And I think that you've got to be skeptical of that because some of the worst atrocities in all of human history have happened when people let down their guard in that way.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth pointing out that so the Crimean Peninsula, this was its only connection to Russia. Like, there is no land connection between Crimea and Russia. There is a very small land connection between Crimea and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, all of their traffic, all of their power had to go across a body of water in order to get there. So, like, breaking this is huge.
It's critical.
Yeah.
Infrastructure. And by the way, apparently there were some tracks, some train tracks, so we weren't necessarily wrong.
Yeah, I noticed that on the article.
According to RT.com, trains will be running again as of like 8 p.m., whatever time, you know, time zone they're in. And they have actually investigated this already because there's video footage. You can see footage of the truck in question going down the bridge. There's a camera, so they were able to identify apparently the truck and where it was registered to, and it was a resident of Russia's Krasnodar region. So apparently somebody from Russia at least was involved in this. That doesn't mean he's not working with the Ukrainian government or whatever. We don't know what the, you know, the details are, but
well,
that's
as
what
I
they're
pointed,
saying.
As I pointed out earlier to Zephyr, if we don't know who did a thing, obviously it was the Russians. You know, I mean, everything that was done by the Russians. Don't
well, look
you know
at what
that?
They've done to themselves recently.
I mean, Hunter's laptop? Clearly the Russians.
Mm.
You know, the Nord Stream 2? Obviously the Russians.
The Russians blowing up their own $20 billion pipeline and I'm, now blowing up their own bridge.
Don't
right?
forget, this actually extends a lot further than that. I'm not going to just talk about the Soviet Union, but you also have, oh, who stole the 2016 election? It was the Russians.
Obviously the Russians.
Yeah, duh, of course.
It's like 1980
Americans
all over
would
again.
Never yep. vote for that awful Trump guy. That could never happen. They're quite satisfied with their system as it is and would never want a populist uprising.
Mm,
but those Russians.
According to RT's report, Kyiv stopped short of claiming responsibility for the attack, but an aide to the Ukrainian president... his name is Mikhail Polodyak, the aide. He warned Russia that what happened at the bridge was, quote, just the beginning,
yep.
unquote. The incident was later celebrated by Ukraine's security service, the SBU, and the country's defense ministry, with the latter claiming that one of the, quote, notorious symbols of Russian power in Ukrainian Crimea has gone down. Russia's foreign ministry spokesperson wrote that the reaction of the Ukraine officials testified to the terrorist nature of the government in Kyiv. Now, of course, we all know that all governments are terrorists. That's the most important thing to point out. I mean,
absolutely.
Stefan, you were saying this was a terrorist thing, but every time the government, any government people, anywhere, uses violence against somebody else, whether it be an individual for selling Bitcoin or yeah. whether it be another set of governments out there, they're using violence for the purpose of political gain, and that is the definition of terrorism.
Right. No, I don't disagree with you at all. I think that the point that I'm trying to make here is that there are degrees of terrorism. This instance, from what I've read... and
it's
from,
a suicide attack.
Right, well, from what I've read, at least, this is basically as devastating to Russia and to the Russian people as 9/11 was for Americans.
Yeah.
It's that vital to them.
All governments are terrorists. Some are more active than others.
Mm-hmm. The number, if you want to join the show here, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll change gears a little bit here and get into something more local. Sanctuary cities. I know, Zevin, you wanted to comment on that here tonight as well. And we're not talking about for guns necessarily, but perhaps in immigration.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.